That is Dinosaur Jr. here on 98.3, The Penguin, with the song See You, closing out Brian's Desert Island set for today. He also had Bob Schneider's Tarantula in it, super fun song, and then Nako and Medicine for the People at the Top with Aloha Ke Akua. You know, you hear us doing these Desert Island sets every day, and I'm always talking about you guys and gals being the DJs because it is your set, but Brian is actually here with me in the studio today. What's that like getting to be in the studio hearing your set play?
I like it. it's neat in here.
Yeah, we love the Igloo. It's a special fun place where all the magic happens. But yeah, you got to DJ it up in part because, well, you've been a longtime Penguin listener and a part of the Penguin family. Used to be a regular at Name That Tune. If y'all missed my first segment chatting with Brian, we were going back down memory lane. He won a guitar even at Name That Tune. He was really good at it.
And the Fat Tire Bicycle.
Oh, you won that too. Mm-hmm. You scored at Name That Tune.
Yes, I scored on that.
An electric guitar and that Fat Tire Bike. That was awesome. I forgot about that. Yeah, so you see what I'm talking about. We've talked music for years, but now he is a business owner and has been for a while. We'll let him talk more about that in a second. Healthy Home Pest Control, who's on our Save 30 store, by the way. Environmentally sensitive treatment for your home. And I'm going to let, like I said, Brian take it away. But he is sponsoring our Desert Island feature. And so he got to be in here in person to DJ up his set. We are live on Facebook, too, if you want to take a peek in the Igloo yourselves. Brian can give a wave to everybody out there. So you were checking off boxes in our first segment, obviously. Penguin family, your locally owned business. Yeah. It is your baby. Mm-hmm. And environmentally sensitive treatment for your home and those nasty critters that we want to keep away. So just recap a little bit of that for everybody and kind of how Healthy Home stands out. How did you get into this and how does Healthy Home stand out?
I personally got into the business years ago. I had sales experience, a lot of customer service experience, and it just kind of panned out. I quickly found out, being so small, that I was made for the job because I have to fit in a lot of tight areas, and that really worked well for me. I started my own after so many years of working with a large company. I noticed that there is a serious lack of professionalism, qualified technicians, pride of the whole industry as a whole, and I just thought there's a better way, and always figured the customer deserves a better value for what they're spending, and that's what we set out to do.
Checking another box. I mean, really. And, you know, now that I think about it, I mean, for most people, if you've got people coming in your homes to spray, I've had various ones over the years, and you're right.
Most of them will go around and just spray a bunch of chemical around your house, right, up and down the baseboard, and that's the way it was done 20, 30 years ago, and it's not done like that anymore. However, like you just said, it is still done that way.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, when you think about it, it's like, well, why wouldn't I want somebody who really sounds like you obviously care about...
Yes, we take the approach to do a better inspection, find out what the issue is, and then attack it from there with the correct safe products that are there, instead of, again, just spraying baseboards of chemicals everywhere.
Right. And you do moisture control, too. We talked about that a little bit. You do termite. You do a lot. I guess the seasonally that we're heading into a good time of year for people to be...
Yes,
using your services.
It's termite season now, which that's when people physically see the termites themselves, the swarmers, as we call them, and they panic and start calling pest control companies. There's not a mold or moisture season, but because of the hurricane, we certainly came out of a very busy moisture season. So many crawl spaces were flooded.
And that was just, not to mention, we had record-breaking rain all year anyway.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Now, we actually... had a deal after the hurricane, and we're offering half price deals for people in town for their crawl spaces.
Nice.
So we were able to help a lot of people out, save them money at a time of need, and us being a new business, we're able to get our name out there and grow a little bit, and, right, and it worked really well. And it's always good to help people.
And let's talk about that a little bit more, because that's, I know, part of what you really find rewarding with your work is helping people.
Yeah, believe it or not, the job humbles you. You visit a lot of people and you learn a lot. Most of your common bug problems, you know, people aren't it doesn't stress them out.
Sure.
But there are some out there that do, especially these days with bed bugs. I've had plenty of families, you know, crying because they're embarrassed or they can't afford it. So when you do help people, it did. I didn't think it would be so rewarding when I got into it, but it is, yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I will speak from my own experience. I'm a very rational and reasonable person, but when it comes to those palmetto bugs, those
yes.
god-awful antichrist critters, like, I mean, I have an actual phobia. Yes. Like, it is an unrealistic, unreasonable fear.
And you are from the South, aren't you?
I am.
Our favorite customers come from up north because they are scared to death of those.
I mean, I'm scared to death of those. I grew up in Greensboro. I never knew of those things in Greensboro. And Raleigh, later on, I got the introduction, and they cured me of my spider issue.
Yes.
Because I don't mind spiders anywhere near like I used to compared to those things.
I think it's funny that people don't think they're roaches, you know. But. You know.
Yeah, but they are. I mean, it is truly phobic. Like, so I can relate to, I mean, the stress that it has caused me at times when a bad season or think it was too much rain. I don't know what, mm-hmm. but I've had them, and it's like, it is terrifying for me.
Yes.
And I'm sure everybody out there, raise your hands if you're with me, because I know I'm not the only one. So you've just gotten a chance to get to know Brian Holton. He is the owner of Healthy Home Pest Control, part of our Penguin family, handling these not so fun things in a very conscious, caring, and environmentally friendly way, non-toxic. They're also on our Save 30 store too. So one of those things for me, it's like, obviously we'd rather spend our money maybe on other things, but this is stuff that has to be done. So if you can spend 30% less, go to our Save 30 store. You get $50 gift certificates for only $35. You get $100 worth of service for only $70. And you're helping Brian out when you do that too. And you're helping your home. It is a everybody win situation. You can find them online. Healthy Home Pest Control, Wilmington, North Carolina is the Facebook
yes.
page. You got to type in the Wilmington, North Carolina to get to his page. Where did I hear, we were chatting a few months ago, you doing a Michael Franti ticket giveaway?
Oh, yes. We have Michael Franti tickets. Visit the Facebook page, like and share the page. And I believe we're picking winners at the end of April.
Look at that. There's Franti right there holding up his peace sign right on the Facebook page. It's Healthy Home Pest Control, Wilmington, North Carolina, to get to their Facebook page. Of course, you'll find the link there to the website, healthyhomepestcontrol.com.
HHPestControl.com.
HHPestControl.com. But you'll see that on the Facebook page as well. And you'll be hearing me talk about Brian and Healthy Home since they're sponsoring our Desert Island set. So great to catch up with you, and so glad to have you in. Thanks for supporting the Penguin like you have all these years, and even putting your business behind it and sponsoring this awesome feature.
Thank you for having me. I love the Penguin, and always have and always will.
Amen to that. And with that, we'll hand it over to some other sponsors and serve up some war, Vampire Weekend, and more coming up here on the Penguin.